Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Don returning your call. How may I assist you?
Hi. I'm calling regarding the order we placed. Can I give you the order number?
Well, we have a different process of locating the account. Could we start
okay.
you off with the zip code?
91784.
Thank you so much. Give me just a second, please. And just to verify, that was 91784.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And what was your first and last name?
Jatin Laxpati. JATIN LAXPATI.
Thank you so much. And could you verify the shipping address?
It's 2676 Holly Drive, Upland, California, 91784.
Thank you. All right. And as I'm looking at the account, I see that you ordered one of our watches on January 31st.
Uh-huh.
And you also, let's see, did you get AirPods as well?
Yes.
Okay. So you got the watch and the AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
And you were calling today in regards of?
To this order, correct.
You went with the order now?
I'm sorry?
Could you repeat why you called in today, ma'am?
I'm calling regarding that order.
Okay, just regarding that order? You wanted more
correct.
Details on the order?
No. My question is, my husband ordered that watch on an iPod, but when I'm looking at the email, it just says you charge $792 for the watch,
mm-hmm.
and then... was iPod free? Because there is a charge for the iPod in the receipt, $29.97.
Okay, let's look at that for you. Okay, so I see what you're talking about. So there was a $29.97 one-time fee for the pods. And
what do you mean one-time fee? It's a standing order? Or what is it?
Well, you paid the full price for it. That's what I mean by one-time fee.
Oh.
So you went ahead and bought the pods for $29.97,
uh-huh.
and there was also a warranty placed on them.
Warranty
and that was $12.97.
No. So we bought this, what do you remember? We bought it for what?
It was an offering on the
Yeah, so what was it? They are charging for $7.95, $29.97, and 12 something warranty, right? You said?
So the original $7.92 price, which was,
mm-hmm.
which, that was what you paid up front, that was just the shipping and handling fee.
There is no shipping and handling. That's what it says. Okay.
Okay. That was just the shipping and handling fee. And afterwards, for the pods, let's see. Give me 1 second, please, all right?
Yeah. Then this is for... And white part and this is for this and then $12.95. Huh? Yeah, crazy. Why do you have to pay so much for this junk? Hello? Are you
yes,
there?
Ma'am, I'm still here. I just
yes.
placed you on a brief hold while I looked over the
okay.
account. All right. So you're still in trial for the watch, which is why you weren't charged for the full price for the watch yet? And there was
okay.
no charge.
I'm
with
confused.
The
okay, so the watch
okay.
is charged, iPod is charged, and the shipping is charged. Is that what it is?
Yes, ma'am.
So there's nothing free. I don't know why he ordered it. Can we return everything?
Let's see if you can return it.
I'm sorry?
I was checking to see if you could
okay.
return it.
Yeah. Because he thought it's free or something. Somewhere
okay.
on $7.97, he thought the whole thing is for $7.92. iPod and watching everything.
No, I understand that. So what he can actually do, let's see.
I need a return authorization if you can email me.
Okay. We will actually wouldn't be able to email you, but I could give you the cancellation number. Did you want
to? No, that email is my, what do you call it? Email is my guarantee.
Well, we are third party call center.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Hello.
With us being.
Yeah. Oh. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
So if I don't get an email, I don't feel comfortable sending it back just with a verbal authorization.
Well, because we are a third-party call center, I do understand what you're saying. But because we're a third-party call center, we're actually not able to send out personal emails to customers.
So how do you get everybody returns it?
Well, with this product here, you don't have to return the AirPods.
Just the AirPods?
Yes, ma'am. You don't have to return the AirPods.
I don't have to. So AirPods are free? I'm so confused.
Okay.
What's going on?
So the AirPods was what you paid $29.97 for?
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't have to return those. It's just one of our COVID protocols. We typically don't want things back after the customer has had a chance to use them or the customer has come in contact with them.
Yeah.
But what we can do for you is we can give you a 50% discount on that, so you will receive that back into your bank account.
So you're going to give us a discount on the ear part, 50% off. That's what you said?
Yes, ma'am. Would you be okay with that?
And then what about the watch? It's $792, huh?
Well, that's just the shipping and handling fee for the watch.
So watch was free?
No, ma'am. You will get charged for that once the 14-day trial is up.
Shoot. Crazy, awful. Okay, sorry. So $792 plus $792 was shipping. Is that what it is?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Okay. So watch was $792, and then I paid another $792 for shipping. Is that what it is?
No, ma'am. You would pay. So you already paid $792 for the shipping of the watch, and then once your 14-day trial is up, which is up in, let's see, that will be up on the 13th, you will be charged $59.97 for the full price of the watch.
$59.99 for the watch?
Yes,
ma'am. Oh, my gosh. I don't want a watch either. I would like to return that, too.
Okay. And so for the watch?
This is crazy. Don't order
anything. So are you aware of the product knowledge of the watch? Because it is a great watch.
No. I don't want it. What is, I don't care.
All right.
It's too, the whole order is too goofy. My husband thought it's only $7.92 for the whole thing, and I don't know why he even ordered it.
Well, I completely understand that, ma'am. So what I can do is I can offer you a 35% discount on the watch because you were unaware of that as well.
Why do we have to keep the watch? How much is the watch with 35% off?
Well, I can pull that up for you. Let's see.
Okay.
So the price right now would be $59.97. And when we apply the 35% discount, it will come out to
$38.98. Why? And then again, how much is the iPod?
The AirPods, let's see.
Goofy.
And that was a 50% discount on the AirPods, and they were $29.97. And with the 50% discount, they'll just be $15, $14.99.
And I don't want a watch, then what? If I don't want a whole watch, I mean, don't want to even keep it.
Because but you do
want
to keep the AirPods?
Watch is $792. That's what the receipt says here. Price is $792 for the watch. How did it become $59.99? I don't get it.
Okay. And to help you understand it, I'll go over the process again. So what he originally paid was just the shipping. That was just to get the watch to him. He paid the $7 shipping fee. Once the 14-day trial will be up, once the 14-day trial is up, then he will be billed the full price of the watch. Because the company takes it as, okay, well, he kept the watch. He likes our product. So now we're going to make him pay the full price for it.
Okay, so now if I don't like it, say 14-day trial, I didn't even open it. I'm going to return it. How do I return it?
Well, and for the watch, you wouldn't return it, ma'am.
Watch, you cannot return. iPad, you cannot return. You cannot return anything, huh?
Well, you can return the earpods.
You just said your earpod you cannot return because of COVID.
I apologize about that, ma'am. I got my words mixed up. The watch is what you can't return.
I would understand the COVID should be earpod. We didn't even open it yet, but it should be. I'm in a medical field, and I know ear is the one you should worry about, not the watch. Anyway, it doesn't look like it's just too goofy. Okay, so, I cannot return the watch. Is that what it is? You said.
Correct.
Or earpod? Huh?
You. Let's see.
Hello.
We need to return everything.
Can I return it? And everything or no? Hello?
Give me 1 second, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Sure. Yeah, we need to stop this credit card payment. Oh.
Right, and as I look over it, ma'am, you don't have to return any of it.
Okay.
You don't have to return any of it. My concern right now is just making you a happy customer and trying to find the right price for you. So right now we have your AirPods at $14.99 with the 50% discount, and we have that watch at $38.98. Would you like your grand total?
I don't want a watch. That's what I'm saying. I'm getting stuck with the watch, which I don't want it. $38.98, why should, if you say 14 days trial, then I should be able to return it, right? It's not 14 days yet.
Well,
so
see,
it doesn't make sense at all, right?
The products have already been shipped out, ma'am.
I understand. So what does a 14 days trial mean?
The 14-day trial is just to give you an opportunity to use the product before you call back in and say you don't want it anymore.
Okay, so I'm calling that I don't want anymore. So what's the procedure then? You still get stuck with the product?
Well, not necessarily, because I wouldn't say you get stuck with the product. But the price can definitely be dropped down from the full retail price.
No, it doesn't make sense. What does the return means then?
Well, with our company, we're not taking returns at the time.
Okay. So I think I have to call my credit card company and stop this nonsense. Okay. You guys are not helpful, and this is just all gimmick and nonsense business.
Okay.
I don't know why even we got stuck with this. Totally.
1 second.
Totally.
If you don't mind, can you give me 1 second and let me see what else I can do to assist you? I'll try my best here. Give me 1 second, please. All right. All right. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is give you a full refund for the AirPods and the watch. Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and give you a full refund for the AirPods and the watch.
Mm-hmm. And how much did you charge my credit card? How much did they charge so far?
Okay, so far, let's see, you have the $42.94 charge for the, that was for the AirPods and the warranty. And then you have the $7.92 charge, which is what your husband signed up for initially. That total is $50.86, and that's what you've been charged so far.
And what's the four digit on the credit card, the last four digit?
One second, ma'am. Let me pull that up. All right, so the last four was 6484.
6484?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And, okay, so you're going to refund me 5086. Everything is going to be refunded, and it's all 00.
Well, we would be able to refund the $42.94. We wouldn't be able to refund the $7.92 because that's what UPS and not us. That's just the shipping fee.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to refund $42.94?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the refund number?
Give me just a second. I'll get that pulled up for you. All right. So I am getting the account canceled out right now. I just wanted to keep you in the loop with everything. And I'm refunding the $42.94 right now. All right. The $42.94. Yes, ma'am.
And then what's the refund number?
Let's see.
Or cancel it, whatever you call it, the refund.
The cancellation. Number. Okay. That is, are you ready?
Yeah.
That is 597.
597.
239.
Uh-huh.
67.
Uh-huh.
02.
And when would we see the refund?
The refund typically shows up in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. And what is your name?
My name is Don.
Huh?
My name is Don. D-O-N.
Don. What's your last name?
Lynn.
How do you spell it?
L-I-N.
Don Lynn. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then if I don't get it, I'm going to report this to Better Business Bureau because this is just ridiculously, and you don't need a product back, right?
No, ma'am. We wouldn't need to call you back.
Huh?
No, ma'am. We wouldn't.
You don't need a product back.
Oh, no, ma'am. We don't need the product back.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Give me just a second. Let me get this account located for you.
Okay. What is it?
I said, give me just a second while I get the account notated for you.
Account located for you? What does that mean?
Notate it. I'm going to write down everything that transpired in the call.
Okay.
Just for our personal notes.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with this evening?
Okay, so this is all genuine, right? Whatever you're telling me is all going to be happening, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
you will receive that refund.
I'm going to definitely report you guys to some, you know, Better Business Bureau or something. This is totally not acceptable. You know, you think something on the website and then you charge so much money on the credit card without knowing nothing is refundable, nothing is returnable. That's crazy. Where are you located, guy? By the way, guys.
Well, we represent over 100 different companies.
Got it. Okay. All right. Let me see what. Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have
mm-hmm.
a good day.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.